For those of you who don't know, we had a great time in a couples retreat this weekend, and we're just going to give you an opportunity to share, some of you an opportunity to share at this time. But before we do, I want you to turn to a passage that's been one of a favorites of mine, Proverbs chapter 24, one of many millions. Proverbs chapter 24, and if you don't have this underlined in your Bibles, or actually I have it, somebody crocheted it for me, and I have it in one of my walls in the house. It's a great passage to have in your home. It reads this way in Proverbs chapter 24, and it's these two verses, verses 3 and 4. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Isn't that a great text? You can just feel how marvelous it is to walk into that home. And you can feel the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that is of the Lord when you walk into a home like that. You can feel the presence of God. And it creates a protection and a comfort and a security that nothing else can. Nothing else can. Well, a couple of you are going to share. Josh, you talked with someone before the service, or did you have time? Okay. James, you want to start where you are? You want to come up here? Or just push me out of the way.
There were a lot of very specific things here and there throughout those couple days that stood out to me, to both of us. We talked a lot when we left. But I think the thing that, that Dr. Gordon shared throughout the 2 days that really stood out to me was a phrase that he used over and over and over again, and that was the legacy of love. And I can't remember specifically if you ever asked it as a question, but I heard it as a question in my head every time you said it. And I was, what is going to be the legacy of love in our family? As a lot of you know, I grew up, my parents got divorced when I was 7. I never had an example of a Christ-like love in a marriage until I was in my 20s, and I came here and saw that from a number of you guys. That was the first time I really knew what that meant. And for me, the biggest thing that convicted me over that span is the two little ones that we have in the other room, one here and one over there. And I think of Timmy in specific, and the passages in Ephesians 5. I want him to know what that looks like. I want to be able to walk in that way so that he can see that. Just as it tells us as husbands to love our wives as Christ loves the church, and to present her in her glory and be without spot or wrinkle so she can be holy and blameless. That's what I really was taking away from that, is the little things that you do, the things you say, the things you do, so that our kids would see that and that they would want to walk in that way. That was the biggest thing that I took away from it. I managed to not get emotional. I thought I was going to when I said that, but I'll let you.
Yeah, he went over the legacy of love, and obviously it was pretty good. But one of the ones that really, because he went over 10 different things, and one of the ones that I actually kind of boxed and, you know, starred and everything, was the appreciation of love and majoring on the strengths, because we tend to pick out what it is that they're not doing right, and really what we need to be doing is picking out everything that they are doing right. Because it's not going to only make them feel good, but it's going to make them want to be better. And that was really kind of like, oh, wow, oops. the other thing is that he was always saying us and we and our, even though Othello isn't here. And I just thought that that was so encouraging, because a lot of times you see people in a marriage and they're not in a marriage. They're doing whatever they want to do, and this person's going that way, and that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be you and that person going through life together and trying to grow closer to the Lord together, not separately. And that was that was actually really encouraging to hear him, after all of these years, refer to himself as two people instead of just one, because that's really what marriage is.
Andrew? You going to drag Melissa with you? Or
no? I'm dragging. I'm dragging. something I really like. I'm very picky, I guess, in a sense. And so I was convicted heavily on A, that I have so much to learn as a husband. But one thing I learned is, I'm going to use one of Miss Diane's words, Twitter-pated. Dr. Gordon is Twitter-pated with Miss Othello. He's totally in love with that woman, and it shows in every little thing that he says, and how I wonder if when I walk up to somebody and I just mention my wife's name the way he does, if they know that I'm in love with her without a shadow of a doubt. And you see that within him. And you see that within Christ and his body of the church. You see that love. That when you talked to Christ when he was here, I bet you knew. You knew he loved his church. You knew he loved the body. Something I think the biggest thing is just really working on the strengths, as Savannah said. It's so easy to pick out fault. But it's so degrading in certain ways and discouraging to just walk into the house and, you know, she made dinner, but there's clothes everywhere, and you're going to comment on the clothes, not the dinner. Or she did the clothes and there's no dinner, but you're going to comment on the dinner. And even if she did it back to back, you're going to switch. and so just learning to encourage. And that we are one, and my love for God is going to be revealed in my love for her. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that just hit me like a ton of bricks. Because you sit there and you think, oh, I love God, and I'm all about it, and then you're cutting your wife down in every which way, shape, or form by saying, oh, you didn't do this right, oh, you didn't do that way, right? And you sit there and you think to yourself, man, I'm glad God doesn't.
Something personally for me that you talked about was the baggage that people come with. I was born into baggage, and that sometimes the lack of forgiveness to think about things that I even say and do now, and you know, whether it was 5 years ago or 15 years ago, I think I haven't fully forgiven, and so it carries over, and sometimes that can be unfair. And then also, sometimes I forget that Andrew's not a mind reader, and so I think that he knows everything that I acknowledge that, you know, what he's doing and the different things that he does around the house, but I don't say it because I just assume that he knows. So just making sure that I tell him.
Thank you, Dr.
Come on.
I do? Oh, okay.
Come here, buddy.
This works.
You okay. Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Gordon, I love you to death. I'm so grateful because of your legacy through your son as well. What you and Othello have done has impacted so many lives. I can't even begin to imagine the line of people that would be standing at the gates to welcome you and Othello.
Hey.
Amen. I love you. Thank you. You said something, and it was the first thing I wrote down. Success is being in the middle of God's will. Amen. Now, you know, you'd think I'd know this by now. And I, on one hand, if you'd asked me what success was, I would probably say something along those lines. I don't know why it struck me so, but it really struck me. I chased a lot of different things in my life in the short period of time I've been on this earth. And I would tell you that I've been chasing God. But I'm not 100% convinced of that. And if you lived with me, you'd probably be completely convinced that that's not the case. Majoring on the strengths. Oh, boy, is that another one that hit me. This blessed woman has put up with a lot from me. A lot. I grew up in a very critical home. That's all I knew. You were never good enough to do anything. And so, you know, I want to, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. That's just the way we grow up sometimes. Whatever you grow up in, you tend to take that with you, the baggage. And the baggage is not very pleasant. It's kind of full of dirty laundry that should have been washed about 9 years ago or whatever, you know. And you open that stuff up and it's pretty rancid. But the Lord really worked in my heart this weekend. Helped me to understand how much work I really need to do. And I'm so thankful that we took the time to go and thoroughly enjoyed. Thoroughly was encouraged and strengthened and instructed, and I appreciate it.
Well, I too am thankful for getting time away and that the Lord, encouraged David to take that time off for us to spend together. I think that's really important. And I think it's great that Summer came up here with me, because what I wanted to share is a couple of passages that Dr. Gordon went over. And they're in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'm going to read 5 through 9, 18, and I believe 24. And 5 through 9 says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." I think it's important that when people come in your home, they know that you're a Christian. Not just by what is on your walls, which we take God's word literally, that it should be up around where we are as Christians, but then it should also be lived out in your marriage. And hopefully and prayerfully, that will go down to the next generations. So yes, it is so important, as James was saying, that we leave these legacies for these little ones, that they grow up to love Christ as you do. And one of the things that he shared was about the blessings that God has as we do these things, and that was in 18 and 24. "And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you." So following the Lord will actually bless your marriage, will bless that legacy that you leave for anyone who comes through your doors. "And that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers." And then 24, and he said 24 several times during the weekend. "So the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always." God is always good. He always has good in mind for his children, for us. Just as we love our children and our grandchildren, that's how God looks at us. He wants good for us, and that starts with the marriage and loving your spouse. And he kept saying that your love for Christ will show, and he said, how you love your wife. But early on in Connie's teachings, when we were young women going to women's Bible study, that's how I looked at scripture, was, I wish Dave was here listening to this, because he needs to hear this. And you know, Connie was like, you're the one here listening to this. God wants you to be changing. So as Dr. Gordon was saying it, I switched it in my head to, your love for Christ will show in how you love your spouse. I love Christ more than anything, more than my children, more than my husband. But if that is true, you will see that in how I love my husband. And Christ is the glue that keeps us together.
Amen.
So Praise the Lord for a wonderful time in the Lord together and with our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you.
Share a prayer. Oh, Father, we give you thanks for the work that you're doing in these homes. Not only the healing, but the strengthening. Mm-hmm. And how pleasant these homes seem to be. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.